Okay, Simon und Aleph, Beis Ruzayin. Ja, Bracha Achreina, Bechein Birchas Hamazon, Eime Baruch Elohim kein Ochel Kashir, der Heiluke Zayis. Bracha Achreina, and Birchas Hamazon, you don't make a bracha unless you eat a Kashir, which is Kazayis. Right, which is somewhere between an ounce and change, and 1 ounce and 1.1 ounces, 1.3. Aber lal pachas mikashir ein sarach bracha achreina. In pachas mikashir, you don't need a bracha achreina val mashkin, and on liquids, yesharim de'ein achai v'bracha achreina, elam ken shasur revius. By liquids, it's a machloikis. So some say by liquids, you have to drink a revius, which is in the area of anywhere between 2.9 and the Chazon Ish is 5.1. Those are the standard measurements. Yesharim de'gam al mashkin, and liquid too, shasa kezayis chayv bracha achrona. If you drink a kezayis, you chayv bracha achrona. V'lachein lotzis mitei sveika to be yotze a safik yesh azar shalay lishtois ala pachas mikezayis oy revius. If you want to be, you want to make sure you're not in a safik, then make sure you drink less than a kezayis or do a revius. Like this, you're not in no man's land. V'ein chilek pein yain saraf l'shar mashkim. There you go. That's the line against all those that make kiddush on a schnapps glass. It makes no difference whether we're talking about schnapps or not, because we know that Taz that says that schnapps, I mean, what's pshat in a revius? Because that's a normal, that satiates you. So by schnapps, one shot glass satiates you, so that should be enough of a shear in order to make a bracha achrayna. In which case, someone extend the Taz and say, okay, if that's the case, then you should be able to make kiddush with it too. Right, so that's that hak with the whether you can make kiddush on the schnapps glass. But you see, the kiddush Shulchan Aruch certainly doesn't like it. Gimel, davar shu kibriyasai, anything that's like its creation. Dainu ego is echa, meaning it's a bria, it's its own entity. Dainu ego is echad, one nut, a sharp pri or any other fruit. Vafilu kitnius achas, even one bean. Yesharim davar pisha ain by kizayis. There are those that say even though there's no kizayis mikomakam kivin shu pri shalem. Since it's a complete pre, mevarchan achar a bracha achrayna, you make a bracha achrayna. V'yesh chalkim and those that disagree. Lochein, lotzeis midei safik ein lecha pachas mikazayis. Therefore, you don't want to have any sort of safik, so don't eat less than a kazayis. V'im neschalak adavar koydem achila, and if it got split before you eat it, batal menach chashivusei, then its chashivus goes away. Ulekuliyama ein mevarchan la bracha achrayna pachas mikazayis. So if you're gonna only have a grape or two, and you don't want to get into the shiloh that maybe you have to make a bracha achrona on one grape, so break it in half, and that's it.
And he's supposed to make a
Not.
bracha
Yeah, so that's it's
on
better. I think it's better not to have that shiloh, or make the bracha on it, take a little bite, and then break it. No, yeah, chara. Maybe
or
that would
take a bite
work.
out of it. That's not eating
Right.
davar
Yeah. Yeah, chara.
shalom. We spoke
I mean,
before that taking
swallow
a
it in two
bite.
separate times. Swallow it in two separate times. That's what I would think. Right? Fine. Dala kol ha'ichel mitzdar from the kezayis. All foods mitzdar of the kezayis. V'im ochel k'chatzi zayis. V'im domer shavarchan achar burn fashas rabbis. Let's say you have a half a zayis of, let's say, a drink, which is burn fashas rabbis. V'im chatzi zayis v'im domer shavarchan la baruch ha'mein shalish. Or a half a zayis from something that you make an alamichya. Pass, a half a zayis pass. You only make bar nefashas rabbis. Basically, you always trade down. It's a fairly relatively, I mean, it's a fairly common question that people ask because they're eating usually from women, right? So they ate vegetables, a couple vegetables, and then they ate like half a piece of cake, and they want to know if they can make an alamichya based on the combination with the vegetables. The answer is no. You can make a bar nefashas, meaning something higher up can be used for something lower. Right? Meaning the bread will combine with the, let's say, the vegetables that you could say a bar nefashas. The vegetables do not combine with the bread in order to make birchas hamazon. And it seems that even if you eat a half a zayis from fruit, that you make ala eitz, like say pomegranates or grapes. Pas, ain kan shum min meaning none of what you were eating was bar nefashas. You either had a birchas hamazon or an ala michya or ala eitz. He's a big chiddush. He's saying still you would say a bar nefashas because what's your choice here? You didn't have a shear of any of them. And if you eat a half a zayis from something that needs ala michya, v'chatzis zayis, pas mevarach lachrayan ala michya, v'shasiyah mechila ein mitzdarfen, and we don't combine drinks with food at all. Right, as we know, for Yom Kippur, we don't combine it. And if somebody has a heter to eat and drink, so they could have two of each, every, let's say, whatever amount of minutes they are. I mean, not two of each, one of each, for a total of two, every 9 minutes. Hey, if he ate a half a zayis and then he waited and then he went and ate another chatzi zayis, from the beginning of the first eating until the last eating, there was no more than kidei achilas pras, which ranges anywhere from 3 minutes to 9 minutes. Mitzdarf and shtei achilas and mabarak baruch achrayna. Then they do combine and make baruch achrayna. Avalim shah yoiser. But if he waited any more than that, ain't mitzdarf, and then they are not mitzdarf. Uvshia afilu shah pachas mizeh ain't mitzdarf, and by drink, even if you waited less than that, then ain't mitzdarf, because that's a much shorter, it's a much shorter zman. All right. Fine. And some say it's the same as mat. Vav shasa mashke chama b'mat mat. Right. This is the tea coffee issue. Right. As he says in the parentheses, if you drank a liquid that's hot slowly, so you're not having a shear. Kivan she'ena shaisa b'pam achas kashir, since you didn't drink at one time kashir, afal pisha derech shesiyasa b'kach, even though that's the derech of your drinking, mekomokam emet starfin, it doesn't combine. Ve'ena mevarach bracha achrayna. And you don't make a bracha achrayna.
Why does it have to be in one time?
What?
Why does it have to be drank in one time? Why does the shear need to be drank in one time?
That's anything less than that doesn't satisfy you.
The pam achas. Is it the way we count drinking revias? The pam achas? By other things? If it's not hot? Nobody drinks like Revius all at once most of the time.
Right, no, but it has to be at least
no, but
within
he says
the
Bamachas.
Shasius Revius.
Right, but why do they say Bamachas?
What?
Even cold drinks we don't drink like this. Like it's like eating
nonstop. Yeah, I know,
food.
It bothers me. It bothers me, but that's what it says to do.
It means in one gulp? Or in one sitting, or what?
What? No, it means one big swig.
One shot. You can't do that without
like
coffee.
Like paper seder, basically.
Like the seder.
Empty it at once.
Then make a bracha again.
What?
Then make the bracha again, another bracha achrayna, back and forth, till you finish drinking.
You don't need to make a... No. Bracha achrayna will only be at the end. It's a weird thing that you have to drink like a unclassy, let's call it that. Should we call it that?
Like an espresso. You have like a
I
little
guess,
shot.
Yeah.
Very thirsty.
Keep
sipping. Sip.
Right, but that's the problem, right? If you just do sip, it's b'di'evit. I mean, it works, but it's b'di'evit. Right? Yeah, anyways. Fine, Zion. B'shiva minim nishtabach Eretz Yisrael. With the Shiva minim, Eretz Yisrael was nishtabach. To siv Eretz chitu sa'ira v'gefen te'en of a riman Eretz zeis shemen udvash. Right, it's a land where you're going to eat lechem, bread, not with poor. You're going to be wealthy, right? And from, how do you go? Rye, oats, spelt, Shehem gam kein nechlalim bechitos oira. Those are also included in chitin sarim. Mevarchan acharein brach birchat zamazin. So then you make after that a birchat zamazin. Shein shalosh brachas shleimas. Those are the full three brachas. Vegam birchat zatayva meitu, which was added later. Shein iskan achakach biyavna. They added that in Yavna after their bodies didn't decay. Havakol shein alechem gomer, but it's not legit bread. Elamine mizaynus meelu chameishes mina dogan, a type of cake made out of the five grains. Vechein ala gefen. On wine, dainu yayin, which is wine, v'gam on novim and grapes, bein lachem, bein yuvashin, bein gedoilim, bein ketanim, whether they're wet, dry, meaning whether they're what do you call it? Lachem means they're fresh, right? I think fresh. And yuvashin is dried out. Okay, te'ena v'rimanu v'zeizim tomorrow she'im dvash ha'amar b'toira. That's the honey that says in the Torah, "Lefi shemehem zov dvash," because dvash comes out from it. Dvash is not the dvash in the Torah is date honey, not honey from bees. I'll call elu mevarchin bracha achrayna bracha achas mein shalosh. On all of these, you make a bracha achrayna, which is what we call alamichya shehi kolelus bekitzer hashalosh brachas, because it's a shorter version of birchas hamazon. Vegam atoy v'ameitiv shebirchas hamazon, and also atoy v'ameitiv. Right, and that's so like it's a mini Birchas Hamazon for all those items. Okay, we will stop there. Right, till Zion, he said.
Yeah, through Zion, you're good.
Yeah. All right, everybody should have a fine night.
Thank you,
and a good Shabbos.
Gesundheit.
Thank you, and Besuras Tovas.
Just want you to know that I listened to the Shir.